So as we go into the festive period, Bradford City prepare for their first game on Boxing Day against Burton Albion, side doing very nicely at the moment at the top of League One. Let's speak to somebody who knows all about them from the Burton Mail, Ashley Wilkinson. Ash, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Andy. Thank you.
So as we go into Christmas, how are Burton fans feeling? I imagine quite a festive sat at the top of the division.
Yeah, it's certainly not the Christmas present they would have expected when they first came into League One, managing to be top for Christmas. But it's been an incredible start to the season. They've beaten some very big teams in this division, you know, the likes of Blackpool, Wigan Athletic, and they sit there deservedly, it has to be said as well, in spite of all the obviously the managerial upheaval over the last month or so. They still look a very, very good side. But now it's a real big test for them. They've obviously got Bradford on Boxing Day, who are in incredible form, and they've got a generally very tough run of festive fixtures. They've got through two of them with Doncaster and and Gillingham, and they've taken 4 points out of six from those. So it's been a good start to the festive period for them. But if Nigel Clough wants to keep them top of the league, and he certainly does, then they've got another tricky fixture to get through on Saturday.
Yeah, now you mentioned Nigel Clough. You and I, we've actually spoken previously, and at the time we were chatting, it was actually Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank who was in charge, and for ages there'd been the rumours of would he still be there, where would he go? Now he is at Chelsea, it's at QPR.
One day at Chelsea.
Well, exactly, yeah. So now at QPR, and Nigel Clough comes in, and how was that seen there? Because there's usually, or there can be the theory of don't go back, but recently we've seen Brian McDermott at Reading, Nigel Clough at Burton. How was it seen by the fans, that one?
I think there was maybe a level of apprehension among a certain section of the support for that very reason. People say, you know, never go back. There's certainly the concern that Nigel doesn't want to not to ruin but to undo any good work he did previously when he was at the club. He obviously took them up from the Unibond division to the Conference, and then just before he left for Derby County, he left them 13 points clear at the top of non-league football, set them up really for promotion to League Two, and then he's done, in my opinion at least, two very good jobs at Derby County and Sheffield United, taking keeping Derby in the division while cutting the wage bill massively, and taking Sheffield United from a threat of relegation to playoff finishes. And I think it's the move that Burton Albion needed. They needed someone who could come in quickly, who knew the club, who would be able to work to the blueprint that Hasselbank had left behind. And yeah, as I say, so far 4 points out of six, it's been a good start, but there's plenty of tough tests to come for Nigel, certainly.
So what about the players then that Bradford fans will be watching on Boxing Day? Who do you think, if they have a good game, Burton will have a good game?
Well, I think the key one is Nasser El Khayati, and we've spoken about him before, Andy, as well. He's a very, very tricky winger. He came to the club from Dutch amateur football last January, and he's got 8 goals this season. He's the top goal scorer. He can flit in and out of games. He can be right on the periphery. He can... really struggle to get a real foothold on the game, but when he's on form, Nasser, he's absolutely unplayable. Fullbacks have an absolutely torrid time. He's capable of some stunning finishes from all places in and around the box. And if he's on form, Burton Albion are on form. So if he scores, Burton Albion tend to win. He's not scored in the game yet, but Burton Albion haven't won. So that's one for Bradford fans to look out for. But of course, there's two familiar faces in Tom Naylor, who spent a bit of time on loan there, and John McLaughlin, who spent quite a few years at Bradford. I understand he was quite a popular keeper. He's now Burton's number one, and he's in excellent form himself lately. He's spoken to us this week. He's not sure of the reception he'll receive, but I'd like to think the Valley Parade will give him a rousing ovation when he returns on Saturday.
What about the Bradford players? Anybody that the Burton fans that you've spoken to or maybe seen chatting on Twitter, anybody that from the Bradford side they're most worried about and will be looking to shut down?
I think the top two, certainly, Hansen and Clark, are going to be the major sort of worry, because those two really seem to have struck up a fantastic partnership together. And certainly Nigel Clough was saying in his midweek presses that You know, Hansen's a huge threat in the air. He's a threat from set pieces. He's physical. He wins forward balls. And then Clark's running off him, making space for himself. And those two just make Bradford's attack really tick. Now, Clough also mentioned McArdle at centre-back. He thinks he's one of the best in the league in that position. So, but I think for the majority of the fans who I've spoken to, at least, they certainly see Hansen and Clark up front as Bradford's main threats.
And there is talk that the weather won't be very nice on Saturday for Boxing Day, but how many Burton fans, bear in mind again, top of the league, how many Burton fans are likely to travel?
You'd like to think that there's a fair few hundred. I've not got a figure to hand at the moment, but I understand that there are quite a few people going. Obviously, it's a Boxing Day trip, and that always brings out a few more fans. There's quite a few coaches going down from various sources as well, I understand, and most of those places on the coaches have now been taken. So you'd like to think there'd be a fair few hundred. Obviously, Burton Albion, they haven't got the support of a Bradford City or a Wigan Athletic or a Sheffield United. So, you know, apart from a very rare occasion, such as when they won the league last season at Cambridge, they're not going to take thousands of fans to an away game because they're not going to be able to. But I'd like to think they'll bring a good support. And the thing is with Burton Albion's away support, they're very, very vocal. Even at a place like Valley Parade, you'll certainly hear them and they'll certainly give as good as they get. So I think it's all set to be a great atmosphere when Burton Albion fans arrive at Valley Parade on Boxing Day.
Well, Ash, thank you very much for joining us and being such a good sport. Also, a Merry Christmas to you, fella.
And a Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners, Andy. Thank you very much for having me.